This is the closing market report for Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is now here. He's with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Thanks so much, Drew, for being with us. Let's not start in the United States today, but check out some of the other growing regions across the planet. Maybe we should go to Argentina. I read a story that they're thinking, hey, it's a little wet down here, and there could be some reminders of last year, but I'll let you be the judge of that one.
Yeah, you know, there has been a lot of rain down there. There's no doubt. And what was really interesting is that in La Pampa, which is the southwesternmost state in the country, they have had between 8 and 15 inches of rain at a couple of locations in the past 7 or 8 days. And so I decided I'd go back and look that up and just see how does that compare to reality on a normal year, and that's about 5 inches more than what they usually get in the first 4 months of the year. So the first thing you think about is, oh, that's got to be a problem. But then I decided that I would go back and I'd look at the entire country and do a percentage of normal rainfall since the first of the year, you know, because we've been, every week it seems like there's some area in Argentina is being flooded and being impacted by tremendous amounts of rain and blah, blah, blah. Well, it turns out that the outside of that area that I just described, the majority of the countries had normal to maybe 1.5 times normal rainfall for the whole of the year. And I thought that was very interesting, and it reflects the production that's been so good in Argentina. You know, they keep raising the yields across the country. And I think this is the reason for that is that these areas, they keep getting flooded. They aren't the same areas every time around. And when they are flooded, they aren't damaged to the point of non-recovery. And the rest of their growing season has been a little drier bias. So it's turned out that it's not been all that bad in Argentina. Now, the current worry is that it's raining too much once again, and it is raining quite a bit. It will do so through the weekend. But next week and the following weekend will be dry in Argentina, and I can't get too excited about serious quality problems because most of the areas that are getting bombarded with the heaviest rain is not soybean country, but it is corn country, and the corn crop can withstand this a whole lot easier.
Let's hopscotch across the globe just a bit. Can you check in on Ukraine and parts of Russia and their growing regions, please?
Yeah, there's a lot of chatter out there about problems coming up for parts of the Black Sea region. In the past 30 days, parts of central and eastern Ukraine have had less than half of normal precipitation. In fact, about a third of the country has had no more than 25% of normal moisture. But they have just come out of their snowmelt season, and they have plenty of moisture around at the moment. There's a lot of concern about what happens next, and I have to admit that the forecast for eastern Europe and parts of the western CIS is for a tendency to be drier biased here late in April and especially in May. So this may be the beginning of something, but for right now, there's not enough dryness out there in any part of Eastern Europe or in Ukraine to really justify any scare in the near-term part of the outlook. But perhaps in May, the whistle will fester into something more significant. And for Russia, you know, they just went through another period of very cold air, and they put back some more snow on the ground after they were melting snow fairly well. They are still a ways to go yet in the northern part of the country before their snow is all gone, and they still are dealing with excess moisture. So Russia doesn't have any issues with dryness right now.
Hey, while you're in the debunking mode, anything in the United States we are concerned or, in this case, not concerned about?
Well, you know, there is the chatter out there that it's raining too much in the Midwest, the Delta, and even the part of the southeastern states. And, you know, it's only the 5th of April, and we have a storm system moving through the Midwest. It'll be with us today and tomorrow, but it's going to be gone after that. We have one more little system that comes across on Sunday into Tuesday of next week, produces some showers and thunderstorms. But the rest of the two-week forecast period is not offering tremendous amounts of moisture, and we'll have temperatures that will warm up a little bit better after this cold weekend. So I think we're going to be looking at some field work that's not too far off from normal, and I think it's premature for us to be concerned about prevent plant acres and all that kind of stuff. It's just the beginning of the season. I think we'll manage to get these crops planted.
Well, I can't wait to hear what you have to say next week. Hey, thanks so much.
All right. Have a good day.
You too. Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. I'm University of Illinois Extension's Todd Gleason.